Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the power of God showcased through Jonah's prayer and rescue from the belly of the fish, resembling Jesus' own cry for help and salvation. The Bible verses for today are found in Jonah chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish. Out of my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the womb of Sheol, I cried for help, and you heard my voice.
The story of Jonah is one that often leaves people in awe. I mean, can you even imagine being trapped in the belly of a fish for 3 whole days? No air, no water, no food. It's a pretty intense situation. But here's something interesting. When we think about Jesus' resurrection, we don't usually connect it to the sign of Jonah. We tend to overlook the fact that Jonah, in his moment of desperation, cried out to the Lord from the realm of the dead. He was teetering on the edge of death, desperately clinging to life, and he pleaded for God's mercy. And you know what happened next? Something pretty amazing. The Lord heard Jonah's cry and answered him. He reached down and pulled him out of the depths of his distress. Now that, my friends, is an incredible display of God's power and grace. And it's a story that can teach us so much about the nature of God and his willingness to rescue us, even in our darkest moments. So, what does this have to do with Jesus' resurrection? Well, think about it. Just like Jonah, Jesus found himself in the realm of the dead. He faced death head on, and in his final moments on the cross, he cried out to God, saying, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." He entrusted himself to God in the same way Jonah did. And you know what happened next? It was the ultimate display of God's power and grace. Jesus was raised from the dead, conquering death once and for all. Now that is a sign that points to the incredible love and mercy of God, a love and mercy that extends to each and every one of us. It's a sign that reminds us that no matter how dire our circumstances may seem, God is always there, ready to answer our cries for help. Just like he heard Jonah's cry from the belly of the fish, he hears our cries too. He hears us when we're at our lowest point, when we feel like there's no way out, and he responds just like he did for Jonah. It's a comforting thought, isn't it? To know that no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark the situation may seem, we can always turn to God for help. He is there for us, ready to pull us out of the depths of our distress. So as we go about our day-to-day lives, let's remember the sign of Jonah. Let's remember the incredible power and grace of God. Let's hold on to the knowledge that no matter what we may be facing, we can always turn to him in our time of need. Whether we're in the belly of a fish or facing our own personal struggles, God is there, reaching out his hand to save us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your incredible power and grace. The story of Jonah reminds us that even in our darkest moments, you are always there to hear our cries and rescue us. Just as you answered Jonah from the depths of his distress, we trust that you hear us and will respond to our pleas for help. Lord, we are comforted by the sign of Jonah and the ultimate display of your love and mercy through Jesus' resurrection. Thank you for conquering death and offering us the hope of eternal life. Help us to remember that no matter what we face, we can always turn to you for strength and deliverance. May we hold on to the knowledge that your hand is always reaching out to save us. Give us the faith and courage to reach back and grab hold of your unfailing love. Guide us in our daily lives and remind us that your grace is sufficient for every trial we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us today. May God's grace and blessings be with you always. Share this message with your loved ones, and remember that his love and mercy are with you every step of the way. Stay strong in faith and be a light to those around you. Bye for now, and God bless.